WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says 1988 has been a very good year for the music, and he's painstakingly selected 10 albums, in no special order, that he says are the best of the year's releases. From one of the winners, here's singer Betty Carter.
In jazz, 1988 was the year of singer Betty Carter. Some of her old records got reissued, a set of duets with Carmen McRae came out, and she got a guest shot on The Cosby Show. But her latest album, called Look What I Got, is the real reason to cheer. No jazz singer is a better improviser, and Carter knows how to tease a lyric. At a time when much of the best jazz stems from imaginative writing, Betty Carter asserts the primacy of improvisation. This was also the year jazz lost the great arranger Gil Evans, who infused lush orchestral charts with blues feeling. A new release by Evans and singer Helen Merrill, called Collaboration, is a loose remake of an album they made together in 1956. Merrill's not in the greatest voice, and the album has some of Evans' more sugary music. But it was great to hear him revisit his own peak period, and Steve Lacy's soprano sax was a nice perk.
Sweetening water, cherry wall, thank you kindly, I'm feeling fine. Kansas City, Caroline, that's my honeycomb. And any place I had my hands on.
'88 continued a hot streak for alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman. Virgin Beauty is the most plaintive and controlled of the albums he's made with his electric band Prime Time. Also on a roll is saxophonist and composer Henry Threadgill. On the album Easily Slip Into Another World, his septet plays structurally complex music with roots in down-home blues and brass bands. As usual, independent labels produce some of the year's most adventurous jazz. One of 88's very best is Kids Mysteries by saxophonist Sean Bergen and his 10-piece band M.O.B. Bergen is an expatriate South African living in Amsterdam. His colorful, hard-swinging stuff is a witty mix of South African jazz, polkas, tangos, Charles Mingus, and French chamber music. One excerpt can't do him justice, but here's a bit of Sean Bergen's composition, Beach Balls. Bassist Michael Bizio's pianoless quartet on the album In Seattle hit a natural balance between straight-ahead swing and open ensemble textures, reinvigorating old forms. Alto saxophonist Tim Burns' quintet album, Sanctified Dreams, was designed like a patchwork quilt. If the individual pieces seemed disjointed at first, they all fit into a larger pattern. Critics loved it, but Columbia Records didn't. They dumped Burn a few months later. He's since resurfaced on the German label JMT. The flood of great jazz reissues continued in 1988. Picking only three for this list is absurd, but here goes. The most imposing reissue was the Complete Charlie Parker on Verve, a 10-CD box set. The recordings from the 40s and 50s sound amazingly clean, and scholar Phil Schaap's extensive notes set the scene for each session. Yeah, it costs a fortune, but so do those library editions of the Complete Herman Melville. Parker deserves the same sort of meticulous attention. Another CD reissue, called the RCA Victor Jazz Workshop, The Arrangers, has nice mid-50s charts by Gil Evans, George Russell, and Johnny Carisi, but the show's stolen by the unjustly obscure composer and trombonist Rod Levitt. His five mid-60s pieces mark him as an inspired talent who got away. My favorite reissue this year is Earl Hines Plays Duke Ellington, a two-hour set of early 70s solo music. Looking back at his own career as much as at Ellington's, the great Hines shows why he was jazz's first avant-garde pianist. Here's Earl Hines on Caravan. I regret being able to mention only a fraction of the albums that brought me pleasure this year, but I'm glad that jazz is in such great shape that these choices are so hard. As for my favorite bad album of 1988, it's got to be Hooked on Dixie, 44 non-stop Dixieland favorites by Joe Fingers Webster and his River City Jazzmen from KTEL.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. This is Fresh Air.